Welcome to another episode of the How to Save the World podcast, where we take a deep dive into the academic research and behavioural science of what really gets people to take pro-environmental action and behaviour. I'm your host, Katie Patrick. I'm an environmental engineer and a designer based in Silicon Valley, California, and I'm the author of the book, How to Save the World. Hey, everybody. Thanks for taking the time to tune back into the How to Save the World podcast, where we review all of the behavioral science and gamification tools that you can use so your environmental and climate action really actually works to influence people the way you actually want them to be influenced, which means that when we're putting effort into our environmental and climate campaigns, that what's coming out the other end is real and measurable change. And the thing is, in our space, this actually doesn't happen nearly enough. I mean, you know what I'm talking about, right? You put in lots of work, or people around you are organizing all sorts of things, campaigns, conferences, books, magazines, art projects, meetups. How many like environmental and climate sort of regular meetups have you been to? And if they had to go to the court of evidence, imagine there's like a judge of environmental and climate change. I mean, climate changing the climate judge who is reviewing everybody, and you had to go to the judge, and the judge says, where is the evidence that your project or your job or your campaign or whatever it is you work on actually changed the numbers? Like, it got the CO2 out, it got the heat pumps installed, it got the solar installed, it got the cars taken away, it got the forest saved. You know, a lot of us wouldn't be able to go to the judge of environmental evidence and actually have something to show at the end of it. And this is what I get into in this podcast. It's the causality, the causal mechanism. What is it in people's psychology and the way that we function as individuals and as groups, as cultures in society, that actually make us responsive to environmental messages that trickle down into these real actions and behaviors that make the change in the end, whether these are individual behaviors that we're doing or whether they are systems-wide behaviors across lots of people. Systems change is just behavior change at scale in a way that makes it easy for lots of people to do it. So behavioral psychology works, individual or system. Just putting it out there because I get asked about it all of the time. And in today's podcast episode, we're going to be talking about something called the funnel. And I brought one here. It's on the video on YouTube if you want to look at what it looks like as well. This is a funnel from my kitchen. It is something that you pour milk or water into. It has a big end at the top. We all know what a funnel is. And then it sort of goes into a smaller end in the middle. And then it has a little nozzle that comes out the bottom at the end. And if you are familiar with marketing in any shape or form, or sales, you've probably heard of the funnel before. It's a very common phrase that's used in marketing. Doesn't really get used in your environmental science or environmental engineering degree or your climate change PhD. But a funnel is basically getting out to lots of people in the world. You may need to get out to thousands of people. And then only some of those people are going to be responsive to your message. It could be going on podcasts, doing a letterbox drop, sending an email out. Only a few of those people are going to be responsive. So these are the people that we're putting in the funnel. And then so you have, like, that's why it's big at the top. And then a few of those people you get out to make it to the next part of the funnel, where you're building a relationship with them, or you know them, or they've responded. And now not all of those people are going to buy your product or change their behavior or do the thing. What comes out the end, the small bit at the end, is just a few people out of those big people. So a lot of people going into the funnel, then you're in the funnel, you're kind of building the relationship, you're getting to know them, you're kind of selling your pitch to them, and then a very small number of them will sort of get through the end to do what you want them to do. Now, this is the big mistake that happens with, I think, every single person. I mean, I made it for a lot of my life as well, is that what we do when we want to do something innovative and interesting and cool to try to like change the world is we come up with an idea. This idea could be an app. It could be for a conference. It could be for a website. What else do people come up with? Like events, books, magazines, campaigns, Like even, you know, governments coming up with financial incentives to try to get people to, you know, sign up for them. And we all get tunnel visioned around the startup or the idea or the app we want to do. We get tunnel visioned around the product it is that we want to make. And everybody starts off this way. It's really normal. But the thing is that you're not really building a product. What you are building is a funnel. And you need to start off anything that you begin, starting to think of it like how you design a funnel. You are designing a funnel like this with its three different sections, the big end going to the medium end, going out the little end. And what you need to do when you start off, don't try to think of like the next app or the next book or the campaign or the documentary or the community network that you want to make. Start thinking of it like a funnel. And your funnel is going to require almost like three different businesses in one. What you're currently thinking of is probably an idea that only fits in one part of this funnel. It'll either be the thing that you sell at the end, the way that you build the relationship in the middle, or the way to attract attention. And so what you need to do is come up with three different ideas that require three different skill sets and put them all together. And the thing that's crazy is when you are building a funnel, you don't even need to have your idea or your concept built first. You just need to build this architecture. This is the thing you really want to get right when you're thinking about your idea, that your idea for your app or your social network or your party or your campaign or business, it exists within the funnel. Like your business idea is a funnel. Building a business, building a NGO, a not-for-profit, a campaign is essentially building a funnel. If you want to write a book, you are building a funnel. If you want to sell solar panels in your local neighborhood, you are building a funnel. If you want to build a school program with kids or start a podcast or do consulting or get out to thousands of people in your local community with your government rebate program, you are building a funnel. Start with this funnel first mentality. And the first thing you want to do is look at the large end of the funnel. And each one of these three things are going to be completely different and require different skills. So with the big end of the funnel, this is the part where you are grabbing the attention of thousands of people who you don't know. And the question for this is, how are you going to attract the attention of people that you've never met before? When I'm doing my behavior mapping workshops, I ask this question. This is the first step after we've identified data and the people we want to get out to. We say, how will they hear about us? And you would be amazed how many people who are committed to their projects, startups, people in government, and they just are like, I don't know. Like I've never even thought about how I'm going to get out to people that I've never met before. So think about this. You'll be able to get out to the people that you already know, your friends and family, your work networks, your social media following, maybe the people that follow your organization, but you'll run through that pretty quick. So how are you going to get the attention of thousands of people a week, a month, hundreds of thousands of people a year who have never heard of you before? And something that is so attention grabbing that it's going to outperform in the pursuit of attention all of the other things that are trying to grab everybody else's attention. If you're making some really crappy climate change conference invitation and then only five people show up, it's because you are, or five people even respond to show up, it's because you weren't grabbing the attention of people effectively and you are competing against Beyonce and Lady Gaga and all of the Instagram algorithms and every cool like yoga babe and fitness model and get rich quick scheme and food blogger on the internet who is also trying to get people's attention. So this part of your funnel needs to be really good quality, novel, interesting, eye-catching content in however form that is for you, that it's going to attract people's attention to get them in. Like you can do things like inviting people to a vegan burger meetup. People love to meet together and share food together. That's a great way to bring people into the funnel. You could do social media blogs about food and gardening. Food and gardening and house DIY is really popular for people as well. Inspirational stuff. We all know the inspirational quotes on Instagram, home improvement stuff, stuff that looks really beautiful, that people are going to love the appearance of and be drawn to. You can go out door to door, like knocking on doors in your local neighborhood. You can go reaching out to people on LinkedIn. You can partner with existing organizations. You can do something with a local retail store where you're there, like talking to people. Like this outreach of people to getting out to people that you don't know is hard work. Like it takes a lot of effort. You might need to make a great, you know, app or a tool or a video or, you know, putting out really high quality content on YouTube that's going to grab people in. It is no joke making stuff that is interesting and novel and doing the hard yards of talking to people to actually build an audience of hundreds or thousands of people that are going to get involved with what you do in any small or major way. And when you think about what that takes, like think of, if you get the attention of 1,000 people, how many of those people are going to like get into a conversation with you, respond, have a meeting, give you their phone number, give you their email, maybe come to an event? Not very many, maybe only 5% or 3%, maybe only 3% of that 1,000 people, maybe. So how much would that be? That would only be 30 people. So only 30 people of 1,000 people you need to get out to are going to even pay attention at all. And then 3% of that might actually get involved, which is maybe 9 people who will actually sort of show up and get involved and purchase something, maybe purchase something small. And then maybe it's only another 1 or 2% of that. So of those 9 people, I mean, if you are getting just 10% of 9 people is about 1 person, right? So we think about how many people you need to get out to bring them through the funnel, to just get 1 single customer. This is the nature of building a funnel. And when you think about the skill sets that it takes to do something so fabulous and exciting and social and attention-seeking, that is that particular skill set. And not everybody has it. So if you don't have it, you want to think about how you can have it, or can you build a tool in the way that Google builds a tool that we all use, Facebook builds a tool that we use, Spotify apps, all these things on the internet are building tools that we use to essentially bring us into the funnel, and they're free. And then they monetize a very small percentage of us who are going in and actually purchasing the products that the advertisers are paying for. So that's your first section. You want to think about how are you going to do that? And then you want to sign people up to a landing page. A landing page is a nice looking page. It doesn't need to be a full-blown website, but just a beautiful page that clearly explains what you do. You would be amazed how hard this is for people to do. I have another podcast episode called Writing Your Power Sentence. Have a scroll back, see if you can find it. It's from about a year ago. Of how to actually just explain what you do without just using more environmental and climate jargon, not jargon, but just really vague, sort of vague abstractions that we're a network of experts who want to bring out the best of humankind. Like seriously, we are the worst at writing about us statements and making websites that clearly explain what it is you do. Generic environmental consciousness, environmental change, innovation, cut it out. Don't use it. You want a page that has a banner that shows what you do, a clear sentence, and somewhere where people can sign up. This is the point. People need to be able to sign up for something to get into your funnel. Like you're giving away a free meditation, a free report. Maybe it's a Zoom conference or a webinar. Some ability to capture people's details so you can continue to follow up with them to move into then the middle part of the funnel where we are building trust and credibility and relationship. That's when you're getting to know people. And you don't need to be necessarily getting to know people one-on-one, but they're getting to know you through the material that you are putting out. I've had people who have been following me for almost 10 years and really like reading all the stuff, looking at my blogs, you know, my podcasts, and I didn't really know them. And then 5 years in, they've purchased a copy of my book and then signed up to one of my programs and then maybe even hired me to work as a game design consultant on what they're doing. People are there in the background having a relationship with you, even if you don't even know who they are. But that's this is another skill set, this middle part of the funnel. You're doing events to get to know people, Zooms, one-on-one consultations, keeping that treadmill of good quality content going so people know who you are and who your organization is. And they can be watching and watching sometimes for 3 years or 5 years before they actually sort of jump on board and perhaps become a customer. And the type of products and ideas that are going to work in this middle section of the funnel are, again, another set of skills. It's another thing to be good at, to be in this relationship, trust, credibility, and familiarity building phase. And after you've done that, after you've really gotten to know people and they really know the sales pitch of the mission that you're on, then people move to the end of the funnel. And this is where they either purchase the product or they're going to engage in the environmental behavior that you are promoting. And again, this third section, this is another product. It's another skill set. Whatever it is, are you selling a solar panel install? Are you helping to build permaculture food gardens for people? Are you trying to get schools signed up for some type of, you know, environmental program? Are you trying to get people to go to lobby the local government for change? Whatever it is, this is where they finally actually cross the line and do the thing that you want them to do or give you the money that you need. And that's going to be another product, another skill set. And when you put it together like this, you actually are building a system. It is a system, almost like a labyrinth. Maybe a labyrinth's not the best word, but a maze, or maybe just like a simple sort of maze for people to basically attract the attention of lots of people and get them to step through. You are the architect of this funnel. And this funnel is going to require not one idea, but multiple ideas. A lot of people start with a game or with an app or with an event, and they're missing all these other parts of the funnel, and they're frustrated because they're not making the impact that they want to make, or they're not even making the revenue to sustain the project because they're not looking at the architecture like a funnel. And so what I want you to do listening to this is to figure out which part of the funnel your idea and your work most fits in. Are you doing loads of like attention grabbing, fun content stuff that brings new people in? Because the people that are really good at that tend to fall off in the other two skill sets. And if you're really good at that, what you need to do is to either build that out or partner with other organizations, figure out how you're going to turn that into the relationship building stage and to the final change that you want to have happen by partnering with another organization. If you're a great relationship building person, these are often people that love to host regular industry events, like you love to set up communities of people. The person who's, you know, hosting the meetup like every month, like these people are the great sort of gardeners, the relationship builders, that they often are also bringing people in. But, you know, once people are in, you know, you sort of become like a family with these people and they'll stick with you for years. And if you're a product person, the person who really wants to build the product or install the product, you're an engineer, you're a maker, you're a product designer, then you really need to think about like, how are you going to partner with these other types of people or these other types of organizations who are great at building these long-term relationships and are great at attracting attention? Because when you're all doing it separately, you are not bringing people through a funnel to change and everybody gets stuck. And what happens is that most people are the product maker type of people, the ones that come to me anyway, because they're working on a product, they want to make the product get out to more people, they want to really have it make an impact. And what they're missing is that part of the end of the funnel is usually only 5 or 10% of the work. And this is crazy. And then they're just like, holy shit, I just built this app, or I spent like $20,000, or we spent $100,000 on this thing. And then like, how do we get it out to people? We don't know how to get it out to people. We need to know, like, we don't know any like YouTube influencers and like, do we have to like be like Kim Kardashian on Instagram? And they get really, really stumped because the sort of marketing or this idea of getting it out to people was an afterthought. And that is what you do not want to do. You cannot design your funnel and your marketing system as an afterthought at the end after you've made a cool product. You've got to start at the beginning and pull it all together. Let's say if you do come up with, say, like it's like a board game, like a physical board game where people talk about, you know, homes and climate and stuff. And you like design this thing, you build a prototype, you think it's awesome. And then you're like, cool, okay, this is really great. How am I going to get it out to people? And then you're just like, oh my God, I've only got like, you know, maybe 300 people and they've already kind of, you know, 20 of them have already sort of bought one. Like, how do I get to the next stage? And so you try making content and posting it on social media. You try an ad, it gobbles up all your money. You're like, oh, this is what people do, right? This is what I do not want you to do. What they really need to be doing is looking at what would be an epic attention-grabbing game concept that would be free, that would be in creating a lot of social media content of whatever that is. It could be like something completely, probably it has to be something completely different, like going out on the street, doing some like card gamey thing with kids or like giving like whatever, I don't know, something attention grabbing, and then building people into a perhaps like a monthly Zoom meetup, or building groups of people, or offering people a community where they can get together with people in their local community and make like a little sort of, you know, climate games club. And then in that climate games club, then those people all start joining and start getting to know each other. And they're like, damn, of course I'm going to buy that board game. And you are just funneling people through this system. And you start like this from the outset. You start at the beginning, building your funnel. And personally, like pro tip from me, who's been doing this for a long time, not always doing it the best way, is that because I lean more towards the like the attention grabbing, like the big end of the funnel. Like I love coming up with big, exciting, colorful ideas that kind of grab the attention of people that I don't know, people that are new. I think I'm really good at that type of work and I love doing it. But then when I get people to sign up for my website or kind of get on board, then there's that sort of like farmer stage where you're just constantly building the relationship. I'm like, okay at that bit. I think I sort of fall off a little bit. And actually making the whole thing work to get the final kind of sale and change at the end, I'm often sort of almost like lost interest by the time I'm at that stage. So what I do now is that I'm building my funnel from the end backwards. I am like starting, like, what is the final outcome that you want from these people in the end? What is the amount of money that you want? What is the product that you want to be selling? What is the service that you want to be delivering? And make sure that is set up first. So as people come through the funnel, all of the options are there for them to jump on and purchase or buy or change or whatever. And then I am building backwards through the funnel to the other end. That's if you're one of those types of people. But if you are the opposite, if you are somebody who is like really, really like into the product and not that great at marketing or sales or social media or relationship building, you got to start at the other end. You need to start by trying to produce content that's going to get attention on social media, getting people to sign up for a landing page, getting people to sign up for an SMS group, networking with people on LinkedIn more. Like figure out how to get out to 100, 1,000, 10,000 people and build that relationship through to the end. And that is like its own skill set altogether. And if you don't want to do it, you got to partner with someone else who does do it, because like I'm just having the same meeting over and over again with clients and change makers, people who follow my work, coming to me with their idea and then being like, but Katie, how do I get it out into the world? And I'm like, you got to like take a step back, start building the funnel. I'm going to do a live group training on funnel design sometime soon. So if you haven't signed up to my website, sign up to katiepatrick.com. There's a free, really good quality free course on there on measurement-driven climate action or any kind of environmental action design. It's called Mastering Measurement, Measurement-Driven Design on there. And if you're on my email list, when I do this, I think I'm going to call it Everything is a Funnel, the Everything is a Funnel training. It'll be on there and it will also be for people who are in the Patreon group. So if you haven't signed up to my Patreon at patreon.com/KatiePatrick, sign up for the Gamify the Planet one, $25 a month, and you will get all of my trainings on there and an invitation to funnel magic. What should I call it? Mastering the funnel, fantastic funnels, everything is a funnel, the flamboyant funnel. There's a lot of like F words I could say that I probably shouldn't say on this podcast. But also, don't just take it from me. Look it up on the internet. Look it up on YouTube. How to design a great landing page and how to build a funnel. Because from now on, I think I'm just going to be teaching like how to put funnels together, because it's just such a missing overarching structure for everybody. And there's a lot to getting it right. There is a lot to building a funnel and to getting it right. And within that funnel, you'll be using all of your excellent behavior design and gamification and excellent storytelling to actually like sort of get people through the funnel. But if you don't have a funnel, there's no point in designing the world's most amazing evidence-based, behavior-informed, super sticky, wild, fun, environmental app campaign book if it's not like in a funnel for people to find it. So thank you for listening. Thank you for your interest in climate action design and behavioral science and environmental psychology that we explore here on the How to Save the World podcast. I hope you found this episode on the funnel and everything is a funnel interesting, and I wish you much luck in the long journey of mastering funnels and how to attract the attention and relationship build with all the people that you need that are going to actually do the thing that you want them to do. Please do sign up to my website at katiepatrick.com. You can get all of my courses also, and really cool like positive eco futures art and t-shirts and hoodies and stuff at ecopiastore.com. And I will see you in the next episode.